The Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Apologies, I am not Dan Le Batard, and he is not Taylor Twellman, or should I say Stu Gotts. Katie George and Taylor Twellman filling in for the greats. Taylor, are you prepared to do your best Stu Gotts or Dan Le Batard impersonation here today?
Let me get a kind bar and I'll start choking on it. But yeah, I could probably do my best.
No impersonations here this morning. Katie George, Taylor Twellman, got a lot to digest and break down for you. Taylor, you're a busy guy. The MLS is back. Teams are flying down to Orlando. A lot of games and not a lot of days. You've got the German Cup final coming up tomorrow. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Katie. It's been a while. It's been a minute since you and I hung out for a couple hours and talked sports. But I will tell you, I got my fingers crossed, my toes crossed, that Major League Soccer, the NBA, Major League Baseball can give us something the way the NWSL has done, the first, American team sports league that came back. Yes, I know, NASCAR, PGA Tour, I get all that. But the women's soccer tournament in Salt Lake City has been a huge success. So obviously all of us inside Major League Soccer and on the outside of the NBA, Major League Baseball, hope that can get off and give us something the way Western Europe and Germany, Spain, Italy, and England have returned to play within their own leagues.
Well, we're all hopeful, of course, right? And we'll dive into that more. We'll have Adrian Heath, the Minnesota United FC head coach, join us a little bit later to talk about the bubble concept down in Orlando. But speaking of being busy, Taylor, Dan Snyder, the Washington Redskins owner, I would say right about now is pretty busy. Surely people have already seen on the internet or on your television sets that Washington is back in the news because of the nickname Redskins. FedEx recently contacted them and formally asked for them to change the names because it is offensive to indigenous people. Nike has also followed suit, Taylor, by pulling all merchandise from the Nike website. So if you were to go in and search for Washington Redskins gear, which Nike obviously is the partner there and makes all of their uniforms and gear for fans, you do not see the search results. It says no search results available. And this comes out after earlier this week, a number of Wall Street investment firms worth a combined $620 billion, threatened to pull capital from FedEx, Nike, and PepsiCo, as well as some other corporations, unless they change the name. So FedEx CEO Frederick Smith, he contacted the Redskins and said, hey, we think you should change the name. And now we've seen Nike pull the gear. Are you surprised that they are back in the news for this? And are you surprised that corporations are finally getting involved and they're pressuring Dan Snyder to make the change?
No. No to both questions. And the biggest reason why, Katie, is look at where we are in this time. July 3rd, 2020. The way the movement of Black Lives Matter. I mean, Katie, literally 2 weekends ago, I'm talking on ESPN radio about NASCAR and the Confederate flag being banned and the German Bundesliga supporting their clubs, supporting protests before game, which has never, ever, ever happened in their 90-plus year history to support Black Lives Matter. So this is what this is. Now, am I a little caught off guard? Absolutely. The fact that FedEx, and by the way, their CEO, as you said, is a minority owner of the Washington Redskins. Nike, which owns the NFL and their apparel, is deciding that in everything that we've ever seen, Katie, from those sides of things, the Redskins are always in the top five in jersey sales. So Nike literally going after, you tell me no one wants a Chase Young jersey right now? That doesn't surprise me, but what's caught me off guard is the magnitude of how quickly this has come back full circle to Dan Snyder. Now remember, 2013, capital letters, I will never change the name. That's exactly came, that those are the words in the quote that came right out of Dan Snyder's mouth. My question is now, are you sure about that? Because when you look at the magnitude of the people and the corporations and the money behind asking you to change that name, this going to be difficult. This is going to be extremely difficult. Now, you and I throughout the show are going to get into, and I don't know this. I am more confused about this because, Katie, you tell me, is it a racist term? Is it a racist word? Because everything I read, I'm more confused. I'm more confused about it.
Well, that's because you see Native Americans take different sides to it. Some are offended by it and some are not. And I think that brings us up perfectly to this next point. Crystal Echo Hawk, founder of Illumi Native and a member of the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma, was on Sunday morning on ESPN Radio. And here's what she had to say to decipher what you should think of the R word.
The R word is the N word. That's a big statement. And it's not a statement that I or any other Native American takes lightly, but it is deeply offensive. And if you look in the Oxford Dictionary across the line, it's been defined as a racial slur because of that atrocious history of genocide, forced removal, all of those things. That's what that term goes back to. So when we say that the R word is the N word, it is because it represents hate and violence against Native Americans, and that's why it needs to go. It has no place in today's society, and certainly not within professional sports.
Taylor, you mentioned 2013, right, when Dan Snyder wrote in all caps, "The name will never be changed." In 2016, this same conversation was back in the news. Protesters wanted the name changed. Nothing happened, right, because there was a Washington Post survey that went out to 504 Native Americans, and 90% of them were not offended by the name. Well, now when you hear that statement from Crystal Echo Hawk.
Change the name. Katie, change the name. I mean, that's the first time I've ever heard someone. Yep.
Exactly. It's never been put in layman terms for me quite like that. Anytime I read about it in 13 and 16, even way before then, it's never been put in layman terms quite like that, that the R word is equivalent to the N word to indigenous people. If that's the case, I can't believe we're still sitting here having a conversation about it. It doesn't matter if it offends 50% of a population or
I don't care
people.
If it 10%. If it offends, absolutely, Katie, well said. I don't care if it's 5%. If that's the case, and that's the first time in my life in 40 years that I've ever heard it described that way, then change the name. Done. Now, change it. But we're going to have J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington on later in the show. And what's interesting is in his article, he referenced in the Washington Post or the Washington Times, either one, I forgot what it was, but there was a poll taken of like 500 Native Americans, and that it was polled as a non-racist. So I just want to give clarity to why I'm confused. But if that's the case, absolutely 100% unequivocally change the name, and change the name now. Because if it is at all a racist term and it is equivalent to the N-word, then, Katie, this is a waste of energy. It needs to be changed. But I want to make this final statement regarding the Washington Redskins. I find it hypocritical and a little confusing. If you support Black Lives Matter, then how can you not support anything regarding change with the Native Americans? Like, it's not apples to oranges. It's just not to me. So you can't be one way on one thing and then another way on another. And that's where this gets confusing. Obviously, lawyers are going to be involved. And I understand that, and that's way above my pay grade. But if it is at all equivalent to the N-word, Katie, then we are wasting our time because that needs to be changed now, and it should have been changed yesterday.
Well said. He's Taylor Twellman. I'm Katie George, filling in for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN News. We will continue this conversation on the other side. But coming up, how concerned should we be about the MLS bubble's first coronavirus outbreak? We'll talk about that next. But first, it's time for your SportsCenter update.
Number 16 recruit, Makur Maker, has committed to Howard. Maker is the highest-ranked prospect to commit to a historically black college or university since the ESPN recruiting database started in 2007. Maker chose the Bison over UCLA, Kentucky, and Memphis. Maker also entered his name into the NBA draft, but is likely to withdraw if he's not expected to be a first-round pick. As a precaution, the Clippers have shut down their facility after a positive coronavirus test within the traveling party headed to the NBA's restart in Orlando, sources told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. The Clippers could reopen the facility for workouts prior to their planned Wednesday departure for Florida.
That's your SportsCenter update. Coming up, the MLS bubble. We'll get our take from Taylor Twellman when we come back.
The Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN News. Katie George and Taylor Twellman filling in. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Taylor, I'm so glad you're joining me today because you are dialed in and know all things MLS. The MLS is gearing up for its resumption of the season down in Orlando. Teams started traveling to their campus bubble site starting on June 24th. Positive tests within the bubble have been low, which I find very hopeful and reassuring, but not so much for FC Dallas. And I'm curious to get your thoughts. 9 people have tested positive, players and staff from Dallas FC. What's the confidence level there for them, having now been quarantined and isolated in the bubble in Orlando?
Well, it's a crazy story, Katie, because on June 30th, Major League Soccer announces a total of just under 400 players, coaches, referees, and league personnel were tested for COVID-19, and 4 positive came back. That's the same day, if you remember, when the NBA announced their number, and the NBA was just over 5%, and this number was under 3%. So initially you're saying, wait a minute, this is great. And then boom, literally a day later, it comes out that the tests that were done on that day, now FC Dallas is at 6 positive, and then ultimately 9 positive. So the biggest concern is this. When FC Dallas showed up to this bubble in the NBA, for the listeners at home and the watchers and the viewers at home, the NBA is watching this with Hawkeyes, with bifocals, with they're just looking at this because any kind of inclination on how to change things, it's only going to help the NBA that ends up going to Orlando about 2 weeks later than what Major League Soccer has done. But FC Dallas showed up to Orlando and had 2 positive tests the day they showed up, before they even got into the hotel.
Why wasn't that taken care of prior to?
Bingo, Katie. My question is exactly that. If they're on a charter plane together and they show up, then those other athletes that quote-unquote tested negative at that moment, they shouldn't have been allowed to train together. They shouldn't have. Now, here's 2 ways to look at it. Obviously, I want to make sure that everyone understands. I'm not downplaying COVID-19, okay? I've got a couple friends that have significant others and brothers and family members that are in real trouble with COVID-19. I'm not downplaying this whatsoever. However, if you're looking at this from Major League Soccer's perspective, thankfully it's within one group.
Sure.
It's within one group. So you can quarantine them. You own the hotel. No one else is in that hotel. So you can literally get rid of them. Now, the antennas of all the other teams have gone up because they're like, wait a minute. Has COVID-19 infiltrated the so-called bubble? And the answer is yes, it has. However, and we're going to have Minnesota United coach Adrian Heath on in a little bit here. He's going to tell you, as I spoke with him a couple days ago, it's airtight. If you test negative, you've got freedom within your own team to get food and to do other things. You're not mingling with employees of the hotel. You're not mingling really with anyone. No teams have seen each other. That's consistent of what I've heard. Now, yesterday, Major League Soccer announced, and this number is massive, Katie, and I think the viewers and listeners home need to hear this. 855 people associated with Major League Soccer. That's players, coaches, referees, club staff, and even league officials. 6 tested positive. 4 of those were players. Now,
which
if you look
huge
at the NBA right now, Katie, that is a good number if you're trying to keep this tamed in literally the epicenter of our country right now with COVID-19 in Orlando, Florida. So I'm a glass half full kind of guy. All of them are asymptomatic from what I heard as of yesterday. I want to make that abundantly clear. No one's coming down with symptoms, which is also a positive. But the antennas are up, Katie, because anytime you've got a bubble and within 6 days of the bubble, you've got this report that COVID-19 has infiltrated the bubble. I understand the anxiety levels of other teams coming in. And Katie, the other aspect is this. You've seen 4 or 5 clubs postpone their flights for a couple of days to stay in their home markets because they're like, why go now? Allow Major League Soccer to get this under wraps, figure it out. And they're better off being in their own home markets.
Which I don't blame them at all. And I actually think that that's pretty diligent on their part. But back to your point of testing. And I think that the MLS doing their due diligence of not just relying on the tests that they did in their in-home markets before they got to Orlando, testing them again is huge, because I'm sure Dallas players were tested prior to getting on that charter flight to Orlando. And then to test them again and isolate them until they for sure know that they're good and they're negative before letting them go out and prance around on this campus site and do what they may with all the different games that are allowed, the ping pong tables, whatever, and see other people, that's impressive, because now they're able to nip it in the bud immediately before Dallas players started seeing other players from other teams. And so I appreciate that fact. I think that that protocol is absolutely necessary. A question for you, Taylor. Obviously, COVID is scary. Players don't want to catch it. That's why they're being as disciplined and committed to these protocols as possible. What other concerns would you have if you're entering this campus scenario for a 7-week period, trying to play in a lot of games in not a lot of days? What concerns would you have as a player entering in that kind of landscape?
Well, you can only control what you can control. And so when the NWSL team, Orlando Pride, had to back out of their own tournament because players went to a bar and restaurant, tested positive, and took away the opportunity for their teammates to participate in that tournament, Katie, I heard a massive ripple effect in the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, and Major League Soccer. It was a wake-up call to all these players. A massive wake-up call. Because, Katie, all we've done for the last 12 weeks on this network and every platform we have is say, what are the owners doing? What are the commissioners doing? What are the leagues doing? And we've never really talked about, well, what are the athletes doing?
Yep.
What are the athletes doing? Is he or she wearing their mask? Is he or she doing their job to their greatest ability and to the best ability they can to quarantine themselves and allow themselves to participate? And that's a real question. And the answer is this. They're not all doing that. So my only concern going into a bubble like this is control what you can control. And that means my teammates need to be there. And the other one is this, and I've heard it from every league, but especially the NBA players and MLS players, is hotel and restaurant employees. Mm-hmm. If they're not quarantined, and by the way, Disney cannot, they can't due to laws, so they're going to do their best job to try to help those employees. You've got to really limit the access to those hotel employees. That is the number one concern I hear from players, coaches, front office people in both leagues. Is they're in quarantine, they're in the bubble, the hotel employees aren't. How do we know they're taking their best, you know, chance of making this work? That's the biggest concern I would have.
And you don't know that. That's the scary part. Well, we'll continue to talk about all these concerns and all these factors with Adrian Heath, Minnesota United FC head coach. But tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by Marathon. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Coming up, more on how Major League Soccer is handling its first coronavirus outbreak. That's next. It's the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
The Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN News is back. I'm Katie George with Taylor Twellman filling in. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We're about to talk with Minnesota United FC coach Adrian Heath in just a moment. But first, Taylor, it's time for your SportsCenter update.
FedEx has asked Washington to change the Redskins' nickname. FedEx, which has the naming rights to the team stadium, said in a statement, "We have communicated to the team in Washington our request that they change the team name." Team owner Dana Schneider has been under renewed pressure from multiple directions to change the name in recent weeks. On Thursday night, Nike appeared to remove all Redskins gear from its online store. Anthony Davis says the Lakers' title chances are higher after the long break in the NBA season. Said Davis, "I think our chances are higher just because we're all rested and we're all ready to go."
That is your SportsCenter update. And now we are going to talk some soccer with Minnesota United FC coach Adrian Heath. Adrian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with Taylor and myself. You've been down in Orlando for the past couple of days in this bubble slash campus scenario. What's your day-to-day look like down there in Orlando?
Well, I'm looking out the window now, Katie, and I can't see a soul. It's a little bit eerie to be on Disney, in a Disney complex, and you don't see anybody at all. Literally, we stay in the room. We go and have we've got our own floor. We go for breakfast together. We go and train together, and then it's come back. You know, we've got the lads have got a nice room where they can play their video games, etc. But you know, it's a little bit different than we used to. Let's just say that.
Adrian, obviously the headlines over the last couple of days, FC Dallas, you know, with 9 players, positive tests, yeah. 1 coach. Just talk about what's the anxiety level down there within your group and within the hotel regarding that situation?
Yeah, it's a strange one, Taylor, you know, because you know what players are like. They you know, football especially, we shake hands, we give each other a hug, and all of a sudden now, you know, you see Columbus who are training on a field and you just wave and, you know, you don't even really look at him. It's a strange situation because, obviously, you know, Dallas will have gone through all the protocols, got down here, everybody would have been tested by the MLS like we were a couple of times before you arrived. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of a wake-up call to us all that, you know, it's certainly not going away. And if you don't treat it with the respect that it deserves, it's going to come back and bite you.
We're talking with Minnesota United FC coach Adrian Heath as his team prepares to resume play down in Orlando. Adrian, you were a decorated player, now turned coach. How have you prepared your team and your staff for embarking upon this kind of bizarre landscape, 7 weeks of play down in Orlando?
Yeah, it's been a little bit different. And obviously, we always had the uncertainty of not knowing when it was going to start or, you know, when we were coming down here. So, you know, you were a little bit apprehensive about how much work you could do with the players. You know, we started off with the individual training, which, you know, the players were terrific because it's not easy working on your own with a ball and a few cones and, you know, a few rebound boards. So we did that, and then we got, you know, obviously, into small groups. The pleasing thing was to get everybody back in, and I've got to say my players, and I'm sure most of the other coaches will say the same, my players have been absolutely fantastic. Their approach to coming into work in difficult circumstances. You know, we were up this morning at 6:45 for our testing this morning. So, you know, it's a little bit different. But so far, all I can say is I think the players have been terrific in their understanding of what we're trying to do to get the game back on.
Obviously, the physical aspect is huge, but how have you asked them to handle this from a mental standpoint?
Well, I said it's a case of coming to terms with what we're doing. And as I've said to the boys before, you know, everybody's going to be in the same boat. You know, we can't let it to be an excuse. You know, I'm a big believer. People say, you know, they control the controllables. Well, ever guess what, guys? We've known for 4 or 5 weeks now that we're going to come down here. You know, let's make the most of it. We've got 3 big games coming up against good opposition. You know, we've had a terrific start to the season. Can we continue with that momentum? You know, that's the next question for us. Can we get back to where we were? Because we had 2 great opening days, opening victories on the road, you know, and now we've got to start again. And that's, for me, is trying to keep him in that positive mindset because, as Taylor will tell you, this game's about momentum. And once you get on a roll and you get that confidence going, it's difficult to stop. But we have to try and maintain that.
Adrian, for the last couple of weeks, it's been a life-changing moment for me to talk about NASCAR abolishing the Confederate flag, the Bundesliga, the Premier League, Serie A, La Liga supporting Black Lives Matter. Just from your perspective, one, of playing in England at the highest level, but now having players like Ike Parra in that locker room have a huge impact on that. Describe what that was like within the locker room when you guys return.
Yes, obviously, and with us being in Minnesota as well, Taylor, you know, it struck home really, really hard for us because of the George Floyd situation was in Minnesota. So, you know, we sat down to the guys and, you know, it's one of them things, Taylor, that I, along with a lot of other people, I think I had to listen and I had to learn. And it wasn't that you didn't care. It's just that you're so busy with other things that you think are important. And then all of a sudden, you sit down to these young guys and they start to tell you what it's been like and certain instances that they've had. And you go, my God, you can't understand what it must have been like for some of these guys. So I think it's been incredible the way our players have reacted. I think it's incredible the way sportsmen around the world have reacted to this. And I don't know. I'm always an optimist. You know that, Taylor, and I just hope that this is the site, the beginning of change. It just seems different than we've ever had before. And, you know, I think it's on us all, people like you who've always got a voice and talk a lot of common sense, people like myself, when we get the opportunity, that we have to keep this momentum going now, because I just don't think we've seen it like this before.
We're talking with Minnesota United FC coach Adrian Heath, who joins us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Adrian, Taylor just mentioned Aikapara. He announced on social media that he's dealing with a medical condition and has not joined you guys in Orlando. First off, he was the 2019 Defender of the Year. Is there any chance he can join you at some point during the seven-week span? And how big of a hole is that for you to fill as you start playing again?
Well, huge, huge piece for us. Great defender, as you say, Defender of the Year. You know, he just signed a new deal with us. That shows you how much we like having him around and wanting to stay here. But he's got a few little issues that he wants to sort out. We're hoping that maybe after the group stage, if he feels a bit better. But at the end of the day...
The Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
If not, you know, I've got a lot of faith in the guys that we've got here.
Adrian, we've got about 30 seconds. What have you heard about post-tournament? What are the plans? I've heard anything from home market games, limited capacity, no capacity. Where are you with your mindset on operating after this tournament?
Well, I'm hopeful that at some stage, whether it be August, September, we can get back in our own stadium, be with people, without people. You know, it's been proved. If you look at what's going on in the Bundesliga, you look at what's going on in the Premier League, you know, it's not the same. We know that. You know that if ever there's a sport that needs supporters, it's soccer, football. So the sooner we get back to normal, Taylor, the better. But if we can get back into our own stadium playing home and away, I think that will be a huge step in the right direction.
Adrian, thank you so much for taking some time to join us today, and best of luck down there. Stay safe.
Thank you. Thanks very
good
much.
Good stuff,
anytime.
Pat.
That's Minnesota United FC coach Adrian Heath, who is in the bubble currently. Taylor, it's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out. And obviously, we are both hopeful that they can keep the coronavirus positive tests down there under wraps. So if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know: your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details. Coming up, how will we view this year's NBA champion? Will there be an asterisk next to the team that wins? We'll talk about that next. It's the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
The Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Katie George and Taylor Twellman filling in this afternoon. And we have to settle something, Taylor, as we fill in for Dan Levitard on the Dan Levitard Show with Stu Gotts.
It hasn't been an hour. It hasn't been an hour, Katie. What do we need to settle? What do you have an issue with right now?
I have an issue that I need to get through my reads. 1 second. Okay, ESPN fine. Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Go to Navage.com. That's Navage.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling. Taylor Twellman, you posted something that was a bit controversial yesterday on Twitter. Can you please share with our listeners what that was?
I tweeted, and rightfully so, the most underrated cookie, and then I said ever, is the animal cookie frosted, vanilla, strawberry with sprinkles. And I've had, shockingly, in 10 hours, I've had over 1,000 people say yes. Yes!
Over 1,000 people are in on the animal cookie frosted version?
Yes, and I've had suggestions from ESPN people like Randy Scott and others. Laura Rutledge say freeze them. They're even better. I just found out Dairy Queen has a blizzard with the animal cookie that's frosted. What? Like, where have I been living? It is, Katie, put it this way. You can't just have one. It's no different than that salt and vinegar chip where you have one and then all of a sudden you look down and the bag's gone. I literally had 75 to 81. Yeah, I know, rough numbers. Animal cookies frosted last night, and that it's easily the most underrated cookie. Bar none. Not even close.
I don't know if it's because I don't have kids. I just don't feel like I'm in on these frost. Like the pink ones, the pink frosting on the animal cookie always kind of freaked me out.
The listeners and viewers at home understand how you just slightly just made me sound old. I appreciate that.
I didn't make you sound old. I made you sound cultured because you have kids and you have to feed them. And you have to give them desserts from time to time.
James, can we tape that, please? Because that's the first time I've ever heard cultured in my name in the same sentence.
You're welcome.
Okay, good. Thank you.
We were talking on the Dan Le Batard Show, Taylor Twellman, Katie George, about the MLS resuming their season down in Orlando in the bubble campus scenario. The NBA, obviously, is gearing up. Teams have reported to training camp, have started individual workouts within their own facilities and their in-home markets. They are about to travel down to Orlando as well to resume their season. Taylor, I'm curious for you, as a former player who's competed for championships, will this season, no matter what sport we're talking, NBA, MLB, NHL, the MLS, will there be an asterisk next to the champion at the end of this thing, no matter what happens?
Yes, but it doesn't take away from the ring. It doesn't take away from the championship. It is what it is. I mean, do we talk about Tim Duncan and the Spurs winning after that, you know, abbreviated season? Okay, sure, but not the level, right, Katie? Like, I don't take it away from Tim Duncan and the Spurs. They won. It is what it is. Everyone's on the same level. Now, is it different than all the other years? Absolutely. And anyone that denies that is completely oblivious to the real world. But to say it takes away from the championship, I just don't think it does. Does an asterisk mean that? Katie, that's the debate. Does an asterisk next to the championship mean that it takes away from it or it's just different? I can guarantee you this, whoever wins the NBA championship, do you think they're going to care?
No, because they're still going to be very, very happy
exactly,
about it. And
Katie,
some even think that this is a tougher time, a tougher year to win a championship, just given the landscape, one being the reigning MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who had a press conference on Wednesday after his first individual workout in Milwaukee.
Now, I've heard a lot of people say that, there's going to be, how you guys say, the star next to this championship. I feel like, at the end of the day, this is going to be the toughest, like, championship you could ever win, you know, because, like, the circumstances are really, really tough right now. So, whoever wants it more is going to be able to go out there and take it.
And Katie, I didn't know they didn't have an asterisk in Greece, did you?
I know. He sometimes struggles with those kind of things. I've listened to many Giannis Antetokounmpo press conferences. As their former sideline reporter who watched them post the best record in the NBA last season, get home court advantage in the playoffs, play in Milwaukee against the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then go to Toronto and feel that atmosphere, feel how one-sided and how they were diminished right before our eyes in that series. I feel for Milwaukee because, again, they post the best record in the NBA before the hiatus. They've locked in home court advantage throughout the playoffs, and now that's no more. Yes, neither team, no matter who's playing down in Orlando, will have fans at the game. But you feel for people like that who have worked so hard to have an advantage when it does come to the playoffs, no longer feel that advantage when they get to Orlando. So I agree with them in the fact that, look, you're going to be away from your families for a long period of time. This is going to be physically taxing, mentally taxing, beyond anything that we can comprehend or relate to, Taylor. I do think that this is going to be the toughest year to win a championship, just given what everybody has gone through. Coronavirus, systemic racism, social injustice. Like, this year has just taken a toll on so many people. And to go out in this climate and try to win a championship, that says something, and I think that it should be celebrated, and I don't think there should be an asterisk next to it of, hey, maybe it didn't mean as much like Shaquille O'Neal has presented on TNT before. So I agree with the reigning MVP. I do think this is going to be a tough year to win, and it shouldn't be counted any less than any of the ones before that.
No, I count any less, but it is different. It has to be. It's a global pandemic, Katie. So for anyone to say it's not going to be different or viewed different, well, now we're just being naive. It is. Now, I'm not going to argue that it's not more difficult. Sure, absolutely. Everyone's on an even playing field. But on the other hand, Anthony Davis says they're more rested. That suits them more. It does. I get it. But it's COVID-19. It's a global pandemic. 100%, there's an asterisk next to it. It's just, as an ex-athlete, you can't take it away. No one's going to take it away, and everyone's going to try to. It's not going to happen. I'm just going to say that asterisk has to be there because it's a global pandemic, and that's how they played this season out in front of no fans in a bubble.
You mentioned the Spurs when they won after the 50-game season because of the lockout. Mike Budenholzer was a part of that championship team as an assistant coach. He said that one matters just as much as the others. He said this one will too. Coming up, how good of a fit will Cam Newton be in New England? We'll talk about that next. It's the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.